Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel. This is Jeremy.
Jeremy, we are brought to you by Comeuppance Network. We're here to talk about The Walking Dead Season 7, kind of as a whole, a quick little preview podcast.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a new podcast
for The Walking Dead Season 8.
Yes.
So, which starts on Sunday.
I mean, I'm excited because of the way it ended. Like, the ending was badass. The fact that they pushed him off. I mean, I loved the
It was the first time that they were fought off.
Right. I mean, I don't want to start there necessarily.
No.
But just to introduce you guys to what our usual podcast is, we usually just kind of go through the entire episode. You know, sometimes ad nauseum, but it's just to be able to analyze everything.
Right.
I forget things unless I have notes, which is, this is going to be a rambling podcast. I have no notes. One thing I wanted to say do you think there's a potential for Jesus and Maggie?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I just saw them interact, and it was just okay, that could work.
They've been kind of cooking that, I think.
You think so?
I mean, he's been kind of by her side ever since Glenn met his untimely demise.
Somebody tell me they stopped watching the show when Glenn didn't die the first time under the dumpster. Stopped watching because he didn't die, because it was too ridiculous that he continued to live. Can you eat the mic just a little bit?
What? It was ridiculous that he continued?
Yeah, that he lived through that. It was like he had a perfect out there. He was dead. He was caught. He was trapped under the dumpster.
Nah, the way it happened was better.
I agree. That's what I said. Yeah. He goes, well, I never watched it. You know.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get to comment on present-day storylines. Right. So, stuff that happened this year. Like we said, Glenn died. Abraham died.
Okay. So, we're not going to break down every single episode. Episode one was, like, seriously intense.
Right.
Like, that shit, like, the whole chop your kid's arm off thing was fucking gut-wrenching. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I didn't know if it was, I mean.
He could lose a hand.
I'm like, this motherfucker ain't playing.
Right.
I don't know how much we can cuss. I don't know. But it's like, this guy ain't playing.
Everything we can normally do. Okay. Same as a regular podcast. Don't think about it at all.
And he's going to cut his own kid's arm off. Like, my palms were sweating and shit during that episode. I mean, it was intense.
Were your knees weak, arms heavy as well? Sorry. Just a little.
Shut up.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that one did have you like, oh, shit, what's going to happen? Who's going to die
here? I mean, the rest
of
the season kind of calmed down after that one.
Well, I mean, the first half of the season was about emasculating Rick.
Right.
And making him a bitch compared to the character we've known all these seasons, the guy to take control.
Right. But he couldn't take control at this point. Like, there was no options. Like, he just watched two of his best friends get beaten to death.
Right.
And potentially, like, you know... Negan, they did a good job throughout the whole season of making you uncomfortable whenever he's on screen. Because, like, is he going to beat the person on screen to death with the baseball bat?
Way he was sort of introduced.
Right.
Now, that his introduction? I genuinely can't remember if he appeared in season 6.
Yes, the very...
episode?
Yeah, remember the first person thing that everybody complained about?
So, wait,
He did the first... Like, it was... It turned out to be Abe, but it was Abe looking up at him, like from first person
view,
and he hit boom, and that was the blackout screen, and you just hear him with the bat keep hitting, oh, taking it like a champ!
Yeah.
And then we see that happen in the season 1.
Gotcha.
So that was how season 6 ended.
Okay, so that's when Negan first appeared?
That was the first time we saw him. Yeah.
Okay, but there had been hints of the Saviors prior to that, I believe.
Oh, no, they had
like, they kept blocking off the roads, and then they killed all the...
Oh, that was the final episode.
Oh,
that
okay.
was this. That was the episode that ended with that.
Gotcha.
Where they were driving up and down the roads and getting.
Sorry, I rewatched season 7. I forgot to rewatch 6, or you know anything.
Well, I mean, you can expect to rewatch all of it, but they at 16 episodes each. Right. But no, they got blocked off here and there, and Negan let him where he wanted him,
right.
And then surrounded them all. And like that was the whole big. Like everybody was pissed off because they didn't show it. Like they wanted everybody to show it. Which
who died?
I can take it either way. Because like I said, that first episode, like
totally
the intensity level of that was like, I don't know if it would have been matched had they shown what happened.
Picture any of the other ones being where you would be like as okay with it as it was with Abraham?
Any of their characters?
A relief that it was like, oh God, it was him. Phew. almost, rather than like I didn't. No, want man, it to
I
be
liked
Glenn
Abe.
Or,
like I didn't know if I was expecting it to be Abe. Like somebody blew it for me with the comic book
it
thing.
To be Glenn.
I expected it to be Glenn.
So when they it was Abe, out, it was like, oh,
that. So
awesome.
I think that's why they did that, because like I don't. That didn't happen in right. the. I don't want to get
we
a
did
book
the, we did the fucking
show.
We did the whole we did the first four episodes of season 7. I just remember it on a podcast. So beyond that, we had the shit with the seaside town, which was a pretty cool story.
Now that was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
Was the whole conundrum with
Tara
finding them and then having to decide whether or not to tell Rick about them because right. of the guns. Like I thought that was one of my favorite parts of the season was that whole
Oh, but it was gun related.
It was gun related. Like I
voice your complaint, voice your concern because I think it's a genuine one.
Okay, like, no, my the whole gun. Well, we got to get the guns, and then they stole the guns, and then we got to go find more guns. They keep finding fucking guns everywhere. First of all,
right,
and second of all, we did that. We've been there, and I guess like with this kind of show, like it makes sense.
Yeah,
like I understand it fits in the story.
It works as power.
Like
you know,
but it's almost like you're like re-dipping into that pot, like. Over and over again. Like,
well, then on that same route, wouldn't it get harder each time? In theory,
it seems to, but like,
you know, like exponentially harder. Like, we cleared out everything that's just sitting around. So to find guns.
Do we know where they are geographically?
Virginia.
So they've moved from Atlanta to Virginia.
Yes. Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria, Virginia. So. I mean, like, okay, you just take a drive around for a couple hours if you just went out in Indiana.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of little towns and groups of people everywhere. So right. I suppose you could possibly run into all kinds of new groups and of little communities and like that have right. stuck together and made their own little way of things, kind of like Terminus, and which was completely fucked.
But yeah.
Like when you first came in there, you're like, oh, these people kind of got it down. And you're like, yeah, it's a little weird. No, it's really weird.
Yeah, no, this is yeah. Hacksaw yeah, okay. horror shit. Yeah.
But I don't know. Like the, like,
no, I get it. I get the concern, but guns equal power in this world. They're, it's security.
But they just, like, happened to find a military compound that was, like, held up at a school with, like, all kinds of soldiers still wearing their guns. Like, how fucking lucky is that? I guess if they're out there looking for it, like, I guess it'd be easier
okay,
to find.
Well, and, then,
and a school, schools are definitely, I'm sorry to keep interrupting,
oh, no,
but
no,
a school
worries.
Is definitely a, like, in that time of emergency,
right.
a place where the military would set up shop,
right?
Because of its
well, think about how many people that are left. There's not that many people left compared to how many were there before. So
you talking about people left in Alexandria or people left period?
Period.
Okay,
I'm saying humans that are out there scavenging.
Scavenging
and in there scavenging,
yeah,
yeah.
Right?
That sort of thing. But so there's not that many people that would be out there looking for that shit. So it is possible that it would still be sitting there wherever they are.
I guess that's a good way to look at it. Cause like you do, like there is a lot of desolate. You're just
it's
walking.
So
and there's
sparse.
Just nobody.
There's nobody.
And like you see the large numbers and huge crowds of humanity or what used to be humanity, like, you know, the right. walkers, the herds, right. you know. That's another thing. Have the walkers
gotten like, worse?
Not well. No, you can.
Yes.
Like they've done a good job, but that's intended because
correct.
Of the decay.
Right.
Like, does Virginia not have winters?
I don't know. I would imagine it does. There's got
some sort of winter.
Right.
We've had the whole winter zombie discussion.
Right.
Like, would it preserve them or destroy them?
No, it would slow them down. That's
oh,
what
for
it would
sure.
do. That's the
okay.
thing with it, I think. But
had the walkers become almost like an afterthought? Besides when they have to deal with a herd here or there, like they haven't had to do that.
Okay,
they didn't do that all season.
Was, I don't know if it was in the finale. Maybe it was the finale where they teamed up with the seaside town. And yeah. had to kill a bunch of just they just like all lined up. I know it was done with relative ease, but it was about the team building of it. They weren't
yeah, but
on
they didn't
each
go
other.
With them anyway.
I don't know that that's going to remain the case.
Right.
I have a feeling they'll pull a you know the kingdom showing up at the last second.
Right.
Kind of
how
thing.
About the garbage people? But, fuck you, garbage people.
Yes,
never trust people who live in
garbage. The garbage pail kids are idiots.
Never trust garbage people.
Yours is he yours? I lie with him next. You mind? The way she said that to Rick, about, or said that to Michonne about Rick. like right in front of her. She's like, he yours? I lie with him anyway.
Yeah, fucking weird garbage people. Like, where did they, how did they start? Like, people didn't talk like that before the fucking collapse.
It's only been 2 years.
Right, like, so you could just develop fuck this off. Whole new dialect? Like, it's, bullshit.
Yeah, it's decided. It's people.
I just pushed my phone off the edge of the table.
It's decided they're making up their own culture, just like Negan. He's making up his own persona and the whole everybody's Negan thing.
Okay, but that's a lot cooler than what they're doing. The way they talk is stupid.
Well, not everybody's cool.
So let's just leave out a few words of our sentences. This is what we're going to start doing.
Not everybody's cool, man. Some people are losers and they also have to have a following.
Is Negan really that cool? I mean, like, we get it. Okay,
no.
So, like, there's a compare. Go ahead. So, no. I keep talking over you.
It's,
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's like the guy, it's like the jock bully in high school.
Oh,
technically, he's cool.
But to the 10th degree.
But the people that Negan's hanging around are clearly not, like, people that you'd want to be around.
Oh, obviously. They're all, the Gregory? Is he not the big, not Gregory, what's the guy's name with the big teeth? The guy that comes, the collector, he's always the one that shows up.
Oh, shit. I forgot his name, but I know who you're talking about. He was in Westworld.
You know, he reminds, with the teeth, he reminds me of
he's the guy that got shot in the first episode of Westworld. He thought Teddy shot him, and he like milk. There was milk was involved. Dude with the handlebar mustache.
I gotcha.
He was in a few episodes of Westworld.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, him coming to Gregory. Gregory is such a tool.
Yeah, and they're both tools, but like those two are the biggest tools on the show right now. Those two guys.
Right. So Negan, yes, he's compensating. I want a backstory. I know that we did it with the governor. Like, I know that it's the
same
thing.
See, that's, I was just going to say that. They were going to,
But you don't want that? You don't want to see why Negan's Negan?
I obviously want to see that. Yeah. Yeah. Did he lose his family? Something like, some crazy shit like that? Like,
was,
Richard?
Was his daughter named Lucille? Was his dog named Lucille? You know, there's
Or was he just always a douchebag? And was just like, he had the nuts and cojones to, like, get this whole
ball rolling.
Talk his way into being a leader. Rick, people follow Rick out of the sheer fact that, holy shit, did you see what he just did to survive? Yeah, we need to stick with that guy.
Right.
Like, that's why they follow Rick. They follow Negan out of fear. They follow Rick King Ezekiel, which, like, compare those two characters.
Who?
Negan and Ezekiel.
Negan and Zeke?
They're both...
Negan and Zeke?
They're both doing the act to...
Right, we've only been admitted it by King Ezekiel so far. We haven't been told by Negan that it's an act, necessarily.
No, obvious. Okay, I see what you mean. Like, see, that's the difference. That's where I was going with that, was that's the difference between Ezekiel and Negan. Like, I think Negan's totally bought into whatever this act, and it might not even be an act anymore for him.
Right.
The Ezekiel thing, he puts it on for the people that follow him because they were so attracted to that the first time. But it's almost the same thing. They live these personas because of the people that follow them for different reasons.
Right, absolutely.
But they're definitely comparable characters. I love King Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Like, the tiger, him.
You didn't think at first it was a bit pompous? Like,
I did, but like
when he explained
it to Carol, I I didn't hate him at first. I liked his character at first because it reminded me of like the dreadlock dude from Predator 2 and you ever seen those Predator movie, Predator 2 with Danny Glover?
I was just going to pretend I had seen them.
Oh, come on, man. Watch that shit. It's awesome.
I'm not seeing Predator now.
Predator nor Predator 2?
No. No. Zero Predators.
You're like...
Sexual or otherwise. You're not seen. No Indiana Joneses, except for the one with Shia LaBeouf.
Your cachet, your clout as far as like talking about TV shows.
Right. See, my group would be different from your group. I'd probably pick a different...
Anyway.
Jesus Christ, what are you doing with your...
I keep reaching, I'm going to put it right here.
Are you going to break it?
I got fucking OtterBox.
Okay, God. Scary.
I know, like my heart dropped too, but it's an OtterBox, it's fine. I've dropped it plenty of times.
So you were saying how this season wasn't like super exciting. It was putting
first
chess
and last
pieces
episode
in place.
Obviously, yeah. For the next season. Hopefully they don't bullshit us with the fucking previews that they've given us. All out war. Like, yeah, that's what I want
to
see.
It has to be that.
Yeah.
At the very least, it has to be that in the first episode. It's going to be that in the first episode.
Well, obviously, they have to kick it off with a bang. Like, they have to bring everybody back
unless
in.
They build up to it in the first episode and it ends with it starting. Like, I'd almost be okay with that, but I'd rather them just kind of go right into it. I don't know what I want. I'm along for the ride on a show like
Why couldn't
this.
the Tiger just tackle Negan? And let's just be done with this. Like, he was one dude off. Like, the Tiger would just tackle him and ate his face. And so
okay,
then
we're
having a completely different conversation.
Are you concerned with why the Tiger knew who to eat?
I asked that question while I'm watching. I'm like, how the fuck does the Tiger know who to fucking attack and who not to attack? That's a crock of shit. But then they show the Tiger just like chewing on that dude's face. Yeah. I was like, all right, he's preoccupied, yeah. I guess. But he ate like one other guy after that. Like,
it leads to this question or this. Yeah. Why or how long do you think Negan should be around on the show? Do you think that if he say he goes away, let's just go with that theory
that
he's gone,
killed,
then what?
Like he gets killed off.
Now Rick's in charge. Then
well,
what?
Now see, I think then what that leads us to the flash forward.
But you think we're going to jump and lose like Carl? We can't have Carl if we jump to a flash
if
forward.
If we jump to a flash forward, you wouldn't be able to have the same actor.
Correct. You could have like,
but
dude, Michonne and anybody
like,
else.
You'd have to tell us you'd. See, I almost at that point, like I.
So spoilers for the trailer from Comic-Con, I think it
why
was.
Why are we spoilers? Like it's a trailer, right?
Exactly. That's what I mean. In case you hadn't seen it, go watch the trailer. It's great.
Oh, okay.
That's
I'm sorry.
All. No. Like, I wasn't like, meaning it like
people,
that.
Like I do apologize for people that watch it. Like some people are like that don't want to watch any trailer,
right.
Don't want to know anything.
That's,
I apologize.
I only mentioned it because
okay.
to say what right. we were talking about to reference what it was from. Because I, you know, if you hadn't seen that, I mentioned it to Jimbo, and he's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Dude. Watch
like,
the
how
thing.
Have you not seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't consider that like saying that's
no
to start a different discussion. Consider that spoilers
it's not a spoiler.
Because it's a trailer. Right,
no,
right.
Like I said,
and
I was just
it,
giving
you,
context.
You see
to
it
people.
Out of context,
right?
So we don't even really know how they're going to use that tool. It's interesting to see because
it makes.
I mean,
you
we saw it in Lost. We saw it in Game of Thrones.
But what
like
does it
whole,
mean then? It means a that Rick.
They're not obviously not going to be time traveling. Like
right.
That's not this kind of show, but. We could be time traveling as watchers going
what
back
if
and
they
forth.
Did?
Oh, they find a time machine. They did find a big scientific facility in the first season. Like, who knows? Who
Somebody
knows
mentioned
goes?
Something
I mean,
about
let's get
that.
Weird. Fuck it.
Somebody
man.
Mentioned something about that. And it was like, well, why did he record a message if he knew nobody would see it? You know, that guy that was in there, I can't remember his name from the first season, the CDC guy. He was recording a message on that computer, and somebody was like making a conspiracy
well,
theory about it.
That could
it,
have
like,
been almost like why for his own sanity.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Just yeah. for his own mental well-being.
Just
like,
to give himself something
right.
to talk to and
right.
unload on.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not sure
in
where
hopes
they're going
that maybe
with...
like the next generation or the next people that take over the fucking planet after this is all done and over with, yeah. you know, eventually it's going to run its cycle, right?
What?
Like
the
there's
show?
Not enough people left to keep turning into zombies for it to be, it's eventually going to end.
I don't, like, I don't know that it will because you have to consider this. What, and just looking at the big picture of the world.
That's what I'm talking about. The whole thing.
The
like
whole
this...
world. There may not be other, there may not be as many as we would assume groups that are led by people like Rick left.
Right.
So what if humanity just gets wiped out in all of California eventually and all of Nevada and all of, you know what I mean? Just like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that necessarily people will live on maybe, but I'm saying like this, like I'm talking about like hundreds of years. Like this has to run its cycle. Like it won't continue forever. Like the zombies will all definitely decay into nothing eventually. Like the
right.
brains, like the brains are what keeping them going, right? Like that's what makes
I guess,
them.
Yeah.
So the brain, if the brain, like they stab in the brain, it's over with. If the brain decays into dust, like it can't be a zombie anymore. Like,
well, but they will in theory always be making new ones if.
But what's what I'm
are,
saying? There's not enough people left to make new ones with.
Right.
Even if humanity gets completely wiped out, that's it. There's no more new zombies. So they all eventually decay. Say it takes 700 years
right.
for them all to decay. They will eventually all be gone.
Right.
And
do
then,
you think that's that do you think that's the way the series ends with humanity wiped out?
It's some sort of ray of hope. Like one or two people left, like to start anew or something like
did
that.
Did you ever hear Rick's did we
there,
talk about
see,
Rick
like, that's another thing is we're not seeing sorry to interrupt you, but I don't want to get this thought out.
No, go ahead.
But there could be like underground bunkers and shit of people like who fucking like come
ooh,
on man.
Going into the 100 territory
like, exactly
yeah
you can't tell me that that's not plausible
oh it's definitely plausible but those are the kind of things that can make it fun That's imagine the kind of shit that can make it, shit like that. Yeah, now, opening see, now, up the world.
I want to see. Like, that's what I want to see.
I want to open the world a little bit
to find a fucking start traveling around. Let's see it like some. Let's find a fucking bunker in Vincennes, Indiana. Let's see that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, the show could go on forever. Now, assuming they go with they're jumping ahead to Rick, then they could. I think they're going with an end game there. I think then it is building towards the ending.
They have to at that point. Like, dude, I get that the show could go on forever, but it can't go on forever.
Like, I guess I don't see the logistically. I don't see the need to end it. Like, that's the thing. Like, most shows. Like Game of Thrones, you see it's building towards something. This show's not building towards something. It's survival.
Well, we don't necessarily know that yet. That this turn, like you just said, could be what they start building to an endgame.
It could be. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very much. But for now, it hasn't. It doesn't seem like anything's been building towards an endgame. It feels like it's all just been survival at any cost. And, you know, the shades of morals, you know, moral grayness you know what?
That's
that you have to go
great
to.
Storytelling. It really is. Like, even the whole...
And the cycling like, through of new people.
Dude, like,
and
that decision for Oceanside, like, if they don't give us the guns and resist, we're going to wipe them out.
Right.
Like, that decision was made. Like, right. Done. Like, this is has to be what happens. We don't want it to be that way, but it will be that way. Without hesitation.
Right.
Like, that's how they operate.
This is
now.
How we survive. This Even Gabriel's survive. Like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah, and, like, you know what? Like, there was no argument. There was no, besides maybe for...
There was no, like, morality even, that was, like, holding anybody
but
back.
Even Tara, the people, the person that she let go, she was even, like, gotta be done.
Yeah, not sorry.
Like,
sorry,
I'm,
not
I'm
sorry.
I'm gonna try to do what I can to make this not be a violent thing, but it will be if, like, there's no choice. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like I like that attitude. Like it was survival at all costs, right. No matter what.
So this is in theory a show about the people, not so much the zombies.
Oh, absolutely.
And now it could we could. Do you think the show could sustain an
That's
entire cycling
they...
of the cast? Like if they keep feeding people in, and then eventually everybody that we've known so far dies off, and say we're left with like Aaron and
I mean it depends on how well those characters have been developed. Because if you start to lose your main characters, like we have Glenn and Abe, who Abe came in later. Like
he
Abe
came in
wasn't,
way later, yeah.
Like way later. Like he didn't come in right away, but he became a main character. They're good at that.
Yeah.
If they can do that and make it, yeah, why not? I think you always would need at least like a Carl. Like Carl would always have to be there. Like
right.
Somebody familiar would have to be there. Carol. You know, like somebody... Morgan, like somebody would have to be there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you could almost turn over. Do you think Rick could die and the show would move forward still?
That I think could definitely happen.
Yeah.
But now we see the white-haired Rick, so like what?
So no.
But now that's another thing is, dude, they did the flashback dreaming thing with Tara or Sasha and Abe, like that whole second to last episode where she was deciding what to do in the coffin.
Right.
Like, she. Like, that was like a flashback. She was having a dream, basically.
You think that was a dream? Yeah, you think that was a dream? Or
it was either a dream or a flashback.
Or the effects of the pill?
That, too. Like, I think there was...
Could it have been her dying?
Because they were having, like, they were having, like, a current conversation. Like, I don't know if that was a flashback to a conversation.
I think it was, if I had to put it in lost terms, I think it was a flash sideways.
Almost to be like, yeah, what if he wasn't dead and we were happy? And
no,
like,
what if I was dead too and I was able to talk to him?
Okay, so that too, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that
I think it was
too.
Her dying.
Okay.
And she was making peace with it to be able to move on.
I love that they brought him back for that.
Yeah. Like, but why but didn't we get a Glenn like fucking back? You know, we didn't get to rest with Glenn and
now,
work
see,
through his death the same way we did with Abraham, Sasha. I mean, really?
What do you mean we didn't?
We didn't get a flashback. Did
Not
we get
like
a,
that,
Did
no.
we get a Glenn flashback episode? Shit, was
yeah,
there one?
Yeah, there was one, I believe, where she, like, Maggie was remembering some of the things, like, he taught her or something like that. Maybe not. Maybe
I think
not.
I wanted that.
I don't know. We might still get that.
It's possible,
like,
I guess.
We could have a Maggie episode.
Like, when,
like, you know
when,
what?
When she went, gives birth.
Like, okay, so they brought Abe back. There you go, right there. You just fucking nailed it. So they brought Abe back right at the end of the season when he died at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Glenn was probably a more popular character than Abe.
Yeah, definitely.
So a more fan favorite. So you hold on to that one a little bit and bring it back when she gives birth.
Yeah.
And then she has one of those moments like Sasha had where she's seeing him or he's there comforting her and everybody, even the fucking audience, cries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Do you think Negan dies next season? Do you think Negan dies or do you think he ends up as like a subordinate to Rick? Like, not Rick, that Rick would keep him around. Where do you see Negan going, I guess, is my question.
I don't know, but I'm sorry, you put me off on something
else. Oh, go ahead.
Right there, there's no doubt in Rick's mind that Negan is going to beat Carl to death. Right there. Like, and he looks at him face, and he's like, do it in front of me.
Yeah, nothing you say is going to change it.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
You're already dead. Like, I loved
it. Oh, you're already dead. Negan was pissed.
Dude.
His, like,
you could see it in his face that he finally got to Negan. Like, Negan was on top of that. Every interaction that they ever had
he's
together,
like,
Negan
was on top.
Finally, at the end, Rick, like, got to him. Like, he's like, you know what? I keep doing this to this motherfucker. Maybe the thing that kills me is, like, just beat Rick to death. That ends your fucking problems right there, man.
It doesn't, though, because Rick leads all those people, and all those people are mini Ricks now.
Mini Ricks, they are mini Ricks now. You're very right
Rick.
About that.
Mini Rick. Oh, that's I'm Pickle Rick. I'm Tiny Rick.
I'm Tiny Rick. I'm Pickle Rick.
Yep. River still shouts that. Just be like, I'm Pickle Rick. Amazing.
Right. I gotta watch the rest of that too.
That
I don't know, man. That's about all I got on. We could probably talk a lot longer, but I was just trying to do a little preview.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
for getting into
any
full
other
throttle,
pressing questions? I mean, like I said, this was definitely a putting pieces in place for stuff to move forward because they had to demoralize Rick. Carol had to go isolated. Daryl had to be taken and put in the box.
Morgan had to be brought back
to reality, so to speak.
Clear Morgan. Like, he had to be brought back a little bit back to that guy.
Yeah.
Right.
What's his name? King Ezekiel had to be pushed by Richard to finally take some action. Gregory is going to be ousted in favor of Maggie. She is the leader anymore,
Do you
see that?
You know what, though? He's going to do something.
He's going to try to fuck her over?
By turning with the big tooth guy. Why can't I think of his name, too? It's something simple.
Sebastian or something?
No. Oh, then there's the really, like, greasy dude that comes and meets Ezekiel with the long-haired guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the kind of bald guy with the side hair.
Yeah.
It's like frizzy, and he's like, okay, now that's enough.
Right. Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Yeah. I think Maggie is going to end up being the leader.
Of the whole group?
Of the whole group. And Rick is going to be the general, so to speak.
Leading the army, basically, right?
Leading the war effort. Yes, she's going to be managing everything.
It's not going to be an easy thing, dude. Like, they're going to have to come up with some clever shit.
They can't beat them in the first episode.
No. See, Negan...
I don't want them to beat Negan yet, because it was... soon as the governor was over, it was like, oh, fuck, that's over?
Right when Michonne cut his fucking head off or whatever.
I mean, it was awesome, but it was like, then that's done. Where the fuck do we go after Negan? It has to do something you said.
I don't know, like,
to go underground.
They did a good job of building up the whole Terminus thing right after
for
that.
For it to just go away.
After the jail, and then just, like, ended that shit in, like, one fucking episode. It was just over.
I don't think they're going to do that with Negan. I hope not,
because
I like his character.
You know what? You're going to... I really... The only way that ends is Rick beating Negan to death
with
his own
Lucille.
Baseball. That's how that has to go, man.
You would think so, yeah. Right. But, like, he should, like, start at the feet and just, like,
beat him all the way up.
Make him watch himself get beaten.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, he's going to do... Like, you know what, though? Look, I don't even know that Rick's all into that kind of shit like Negan is, though, either. Like, he doesn't want to rule, like, the torture side of it. Like, I'm thinking that Rick would just, like, he would say something fucking cool as fuck to him, like, repeat something, some shit back that he's been saying to him, and then just fucking, you know, just let him have it, you know? But that's how that has to go, man. Like, when Negan dies, either that or that fucker gets away. And you got
and he bails, and you're gonna wonder when he's coming back, because he's a slippery motherfucker.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's an interesting point. I hadn't thought of him bailing out.
And, like, another thing is, how many of his people follow him out of fear rather than respect or like, I want to follow you. Like, I think some of those people could be turned potentially.
Yeah.
If they start seeing him lose some control.
Oh, I think that'll you know be I mean? Very clearly what it'll be. That right. Rick will be seen to be right. dominant and people will and be like, oh, I'm
people backing
are
going to turn again. Like Rick will be like Rick's going to go back to the garbage
yeah,
people
but he's
like
gonna,
try to make another deal
he's
with
going,
them.
I think he's going to destroy them long term. The garbage people.
Oh yeah.
The
well,
Rick
I think
is going
like what
to
Daryl
eliminate
said,
them.
Like about Dwight. He's like, I really don't care if he helps us out, if he's lying or not. I'm going to kill that motherfucker.
I told you that, I think I was saying that before, eventually Dwight is going to be a sympathetic character to where we're going to at least,
well, they
I mean, we
didn't.
Sort of already understand where he's coming from with the showing him pre-face burn and his
right.
wife and him
right.
getting her out. And now he's like, I don't really care. And he didn't turn back on him. You know, that was Dwight that left the statue, right? That says didn't know.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
the,
right.
That
yes.
Daryl picked up, that was his way of saying, I didn't know that
they were coming. Okay.
You know, I still
right.
did everything I said I was going to do.
Right.
I'm still on your
right.
side.
And he's
so
still
to speak.
On, and he's still, and but, and like, yeah, he didn't play that card, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because they have, they got to keep that card in their pocket for, and you know what? There's your dude who's going to turn
Dwight
some of those people against Negan.
Yes, he will be
you
able
know?
To, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He'll just undermine Negan. To,
right.
Yeah.
To a point where.
But I don't want Negan to go because I don't know where it goes after that. If it doesn't go somewhere awesome, like what you were saying, like they find an underground bunker, there has to be something epic, something world expanding.
See, that's
not just let's hole up
see,
in this
like,
little
okay,
section.
See, like, okay, I think like that would be a really cool way to end the next season. I'm sorry, I got to eat the mic. Yeah. They would be really cool to end the next season would be for Negan to be dead, whatever. That's
if they find a hatch.
They end that storyline
and then the light turns on.
Something like that. But then again, we already kind of did that.
With what?
In the season one.
What
with
do you
the
mean?
CDC thing.
Right. But that...
It wasn't an underground bunker, but...
Right.
Eh.
No, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I don't know what I want next from it, but I don't see how it ends. I don't see
well, I
how
guess
it...
I guess that's the reason to keep watching.
And that's why
and
I enjoy
what?
Watching
like,
it,
but
you
the
know?
Thing is the material is there, bro. Like, aren't they way ahead?
They said they have stuff through season 12.
Yeah, see, like, it's there. So it's there.
So
could they potentially be, like, could this potentially turn into, like, an Optimus Prime Megatron thing?
What do you
to
mean?
To where we're just, like, battling Negan through three seasons? Back and
maybe.
Forth?
Maybe. I'd be, as long as they keep it interesting and fresh, I'm
right.
cool with it. I don't have any expectations
like every time
we
see
for
him,
show.
You're like, this motherfucker is still fucking trying to do some
shit. I don't have any expectations for this show where like, oh, it better be this or I'm not interested. I'm interested.
No.
I watch these episodes. Dude, I heard something about Fear the Walking Dead. Somebody described season 3 as batshit crazy and said it more than made up for seasons 1 and 2 being slow. So
yeah.
I am going to start watching that tonight because I'm interested in this world again.
Now you're
again.
Into the world again.
And there's supposed to be a crossover. There's talk of a crossover from Fear to The Walking Dead or vice versa.
Okay.
Just even if it's just one character, there's supposed to be some crossover between the worlds soon.
I'll have to watch that. Like that one was good too.
I didn't keep up on it.
Me either.
I think I finished season 2. I got really close to it.
The last thing I remember was the boat stuff.
That's
like
the beginning. That's the end of season 1, and then the beginning of season 2.
They
is
got
on
the boat, right?
Yeah, that's season 2. Then
the cool ass fucking yacht,
yeah.
the dude has, right?
But yeah, I mean, I want to pick up. I'm going to pick up season 3 and
see like,
where it goes.
I like to sit and eat, and watch TV,
uh-huh.
like at dinner time. Like I'll grab my.
So
dinner
I feel like
sit.
You're leaning towards it doesn't
like,
really work with.
It
Walking
doesn't
Dead.
Work to like sit and watch The Walking Dead. Like
you must
with,
be multitasking,
especially
mustn't you?
With the scene.
I have to be playing video games or eating or something while watching stuff. Watching stuff doesn't cut it on its own, huh?
No, that's not all the time. Like I watched these episodes for the most part. Like
yeah.
I wasn't playing the game at
no.
the same time for most of it.
But eating and
like I tell
get
you what,
that.
like it takes it like. Maybe I started playing, like, doing it at the same time, but then the show, like, eventually caught my attention to where,
yeah.
like, all right, I just got to turn the game off so I can
yeah.
fucking pay attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I was pretty knowledgeable.
Oh,
what
dude.
Was going on.
No,
like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you got caught up.
Yeah.
I mean, So we're going to do this every week, talk about the actual episode.
The one
of the
episode
week.
Every week.
Yeah, not ramble for so we'll be up, 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, about. I know this was not as organized as we usually do it. Like, yeah. We'll go through the whole episode and like...
Literally scene by scene, because I feel like a lot of podcasts skip over stuff. And it's like, wait, there was that detail there that I think is worth examining for a minute, or at least a discussion.
And this show does have that.
And if it goes nowhere, then fine, but I'd rather talk it out. So that's the kind of podcast we're going to do where... We'll go into minute detail. If you want to leave us any feedback, we will play it on the next episode, on the first episode. TWD with Joel and Jeremy at gmail.com.
TWD with Joel and Jeremy at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
For The Walking gotcha. Dead, obviously. So, yeah, send stuff there. If you have audio clips, send it in there. You can email shit, record it on your phone.
I mean, if we start getting
it.
Enough for it, we'll do a segment at the end of the podcast.
That's the point, there's supposed to be a viewer feedback segment, or listener feedback segment.
No,
so please,
that would be ideal. All right.
Send us any thoughts you have on Season 7 leading into Season 8, maybe predictions for Season 8. Quick 10 to 30 second predictions for Season 8.
And any comments on Joel's physical appearance would be helpful.
That would be awesome as well. Thank you. This is how to watch TV. See you later. All these memories in my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.